This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're not paying me to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Rodriguez hasn't told me to say that. I'm just genuinely very fascinated by, I think it's called A-Rod versus Alex.
Yeah. I was shocked. So I am into it. Big Mac, not into it.
Really?
Yeah, if it's a Yankee fan, he's like, it looks lame. I think it's going to be great. I think HBO does a great job with these.
Now, look, there's a chance I'm going to watch it and say this is fraudulent. I have no interest. But I want to at least give it a try. So in the midst of this, A-Rod's gone on a media tour. And I want to thank the guy at USA Today. Because the guy at USA Today not only cited WFAN, but asked Alex Rodriguez a question. The one question I'm curious about right now in regards to the modern-day New York Yankees, which is, hey, Brian Cashman called you out. And if you guys remember, A-Rod and Jeter were very critical of Cashman and the New York Yankees after they got eliminated. When Brian joined us, we asked Brian, hey, what'd you think about what A-Rod said about your roster construction, that you are the puppeteer and Aaron Boone doesn't make any decisions? And Brian was very forceful in saying they don't know what the hell they're talking about, and said specifically that he called Derek Jeter and then took a little shot at A-Rod by saying A-Rod's got his one title. So here is the question.
Wow.
And Alex's answer to Brian Cashman's criticisms from what he said with us just a few weeks ago.
I heard Brian Cashman here on WFAN in New York said that he reached out to Derek after Derek's comments, which Derek did preface that he had no insider info, but he was, of course, talking about the relationship between the front office and the coaching staff. For you, have you heard from Brian or from anyone else in the Yankees front office?
No, not at all. Look, I have a job to do, Rafi, right? And my job is to tell exactly the audience on what I feel. And I don't think knowing all the information is really relevant in this case, because the truth is we haven't won a title in 16 years and we haven't been really close. I mean, if you call last year close, it was, you know, the Dodgers pretty much, you know, had their way with us. But no one cheers harder for the Yankees than I do. I want them to win. I want them to win badly. And I'm basically expressing what I hear from fans all around the world, the Yankee fans, the frustration, the anger. And yeah, I stand behind my comments.
We and us, very notable. After Brian Cashman basically, you know, knocked them for having one ring, A-Rod says we and us, very profound.
Alex took a very interesting approach. Because that answer was, it doesn't matter that I don't know anything. It was basically what he said. He said, look, I'm a populist. This is what Yankee fans are saying.
Right.
So I am representing what Yankee fans are saying, which, by the way, that part's true.
Sure.
Like, Alex Rodriguez, if that's what he's doing on TV, he did it perfectly. He said, I am representing the Yankee fan and the guy that calls WFAN. It doesn't matter if I know what's actually happening.
And he also
this
said,
is what they're thinking.
And he said it in a way where that's what he thinks is happening.
Correct.
Which I think you're allowed to think that if you're an Alex Rodriguez. Now, that's on Brian Cashman to call him back, and clearly he didn't, but good for Alex standing up.
Yeah, they don't like each other. I think that's very, very clear.
That's why I think the we and us stuff was interesting. We know that Alex loves waving the Yankee flag, but that's another
No one cheers harder for the Yankees than I do.
That's another way of telling Brian Cashman, you could try to push me out all you want. I'm a Yankee.
Yeah, we, us. Yeah, we, exactly. We, us. Yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting response.
The Dodgers had their way with us.
Well, he was, it's such a, like, there's, a psychiatrist could really analyze this answer. Yeah. There's so much there. One of the layers is, I'm a Yankee fan, it's us, it's we, but I'm going to shove it to you, Cash, for the fact that we've won nothing since I left. Because that's essentially what he said.
He pointed out the 16 years when Brian Cashman wanted to point out only the one ring.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a weird, psychological, verbal, we don't speak to each other, but through the media and questions war going on between Brian Cashman and A-Rod.
We haven't won a title in 16 years, and we haven't been really close.
I mean, really close they weren't.
He punched through with one championship, and, you know, Derek has a lot more than that.
Think about that. Well done, Connor. Like, that is... That's a verbal war going on right there. I don't know if we have the audio of this. I'm not even sure where it would be. But do you remember years ago, Brian Cashman said, quote, tell A-Rod to shut the bleep up? Do you guys remember that
Did
one?
Did he actually?
It was while he was still on the team.
I don't remember that at
you
all.
You don't remember the shut the bleep up moment?
Man, there was so much that happened there towards the end. I think a lot has gotten lost.
Yeah, can you find that somewhere, Tommy? Google it where that was. Because I actually, it's just, it's a memory, but I don't have a specific moment attached to it. I don't even know if there's audio attached to it. But if God forbid there is. That's the newest drop, Cashman. A-Rod, shut the bleep up.
Just a hunch.
Yeah.
As long as Brian Cashman is walking this earth, Alex Rodriguez is never getting his number retired.
Oh, you think?
Just a hunch.
Is that a hunch of yours?
That's my educated belief.
You think Cashman's watching the documentary tonight?
Yes. He hate watches, no doubt.
It's a hate watch situation.
I think it's a hate watch spot.
You know, my wife doesn't like A-Rod, and it's a very understandable reason.
Right.
And I do not have any dislike towards Alex because of what I'm about to say. I just wanted to make that clear. Many years ago, when I first started doing middays with Joe Beningo, I think Gio was with me, so you could ask Greg about this. We went into the Yankees locker room down in Baltimore. And I was like, oh, good, let me talk to some people. You know, I'm going to talk to some Yankees. And so Sweeney Murdy, Michael Kay, and I think Gio was with me. Yeah, because we did that trip together, right?
Right. Did you break the ice cream machine?
No, and there was no ice cream machine breaking. But Sweeney and Kay both encouraged me, you should talk to A-Rod. Like, you should go up there. And I'm like, all right, you know what I am? I'm going to introduce myself. He knows Mike and the Mad Dog. I do the show preceding Mike and the Mad Dog. This is an easy introduction.
Sure.
Hey, I'm the guy on before Mike and the Mad Dog with Joe Beningo. Like, great introduction. So I go over to Alex, and he just completely blew me off.
Aww.
He pantsed me.
Oh.
And it was embarrassing, and I turned around, and there's Kay and Sweeney and even G. I think they're all laughing. Like, ah, we got you. We got that schmuck. He went over there. And so I swear to God, never took it personal. Never even cared about that. Like, I never felt any differently about A-Rod. It was more funny to me. Like, I'm the loser who got, you know, punked by A-Rod. He didn't want to talk to this dweeb. No biggie.
No biggie.
When I told my wife the story upon, like, our fifth date, she had that look in her eye and said, he did that? I said, yeah. So anytime Alex has ever come on our show, and he's been a great guy, like very nice guy since, my wife says, oh, Alex was on? Freaking
Alex hates him
because of a story I told her from 2008.
You know what, though? But that's great. She's a real one.
No, she's a real one.
She's in your corner that early and doesn't let a grudge go. That's a real wife.
And so I said to her, I know you hate him. Do you want to watch the documentary? And she's like, you know what? I'm going to watch this about this fraud. Yeah, I'll watch it. So my wife is like excited to watch it.
Hate watch.
Because that's why I brought it up.
It's a
Cashman hate watch. But I think there's a chance because there's something really fascinating about Alex Rodriguez. There really is. I think you can walk away maybe liking him or looking at him differently.
Oh, for sure. He's got a lot of politician in him.
He's got a lot of politician in him. And I think what I'm drawn in by with Alex, and I ask for this from people, is to just show your vulnerability. You can show that, hey, I made mistakes, and here's how I made them. And it appears like he is owning a lot of the stupid mistakes he made. You know, obviously around steroids and the Rob Manfred stuff, or the Bud Selig. So who's he mad at? Manfred or Selig? I can't remember. The man from Milwaukee. Oh, Bud Selig.
Bud Selig. Now I'm even like replaying in my head.
And I think that there is something human about someone who can admit their mistakes. Like, the thing that's keeping us from really loving Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens is honesty.
That's why we forgave Pettit.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. No, we are not perfect. None of us are perfect humans. We're all incredibly damaged and flawed.
Oh, God.
And so when someone admits it and shows it to you, it's very tough to hate them. Now, the skepticism that one may have is this is all an act.
Right. Is it genuine?
Is it genuine? Now, that's for us to decide, but I do find that interesting.
I'm into it. I can't. Three-parter?
It's a three-parter. It starts tonight at 9 o'clock. There is football on, so that's a little concerning. But you can also start it whenever you want.
Yeah, I would also say that's an easy Friday night watch going forward the next 3 weeks.
No question. 888-808-1019, the number. Let's go to Justin in Dobbs Ferry. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on? Just talking, going back to football and the Giants. Thinking about in the beginning of the year, if you told me by week 9, Giants will have like the defensive player of the year on the team and the rookie of the year of the team, I'd say, oh, great. Well, like, 7-3, 6-2. Meanwhile, we're 2-7 with those two players. It's this, and even if Carter was anything good, we could actually have the defensive rookie of the year on this team.
It's true. It's a great point. If I sat there, Sean, and said, "Hey, Brian Burns is going to be defensive player of the year. Jackson Dart's going to be awesome." What would you say the record is?
I mean, at least 9 wins.
9 wins.
Here's the but a little spoiler alert for anybody because I'm going to be bothered by this too. Brian Burns is not going to be the first, nor is he going to be the last player that is seemingly deserving of a defensive player of the year to garner not as many votes as you think because the team stinks.
No, and I think we all understand that it's more that they're getting that kind of individual performances
right,
and they're not winning.
2 wins.
Yeah. Dave is in Port Jefferson. Hey, Dave.
Evan, what's going on, man?
What's up,
man? I love the Rico. I don't know if you discussed it on the Rico or not, but I heard you guys' show yesterday where the four of you went over your Mets free agency plans.
Yes.
Do you have any inkling or you think about infusing any of the youth into the Mets lineup?
Yes.
Like Jet?
Yes.
Or Benj in
yes.
the center?
Yes. Yeah, well, it depends
like
if
who?
You... First of all, Carson Benj and Jet Williams both. And the way I would do it is in Benj's case, center field is available for him. Which is why if you go with a Bader or even a Bellinger who can play numerous positions, once Benj is ready, it's an easy spot for him to take over. And I think it's very important to keep a spot available for a young player. Now, Jet Williams, it's probably more second base, which also warms you up
correct.
To the idea of versatility. So I brought up yesterday Luis Arraez, who's a Met killer. Maybe that's the reason I really want him. Luis Arraez could very well start the year as the second baseman, and if Jet Williams is ready, Luis Arraez becomes the designated hitter, or the most of the time DH, or plays a little first base. So I definitely think, no matter what you do to improve the now Mets, the opening day Mets, Jet Williams and Carson Benj, assuming they're not traded in
right.
packages for pitchers, have to be a part of the, they can contribute, and here's how. And with Benj, it's simple. It's center field. And that's why I think whoever you acquire, if you do acquire someone to help out in center field, you have to view them as either a guy that can play all over the place,
right.
like Bellinger, or a guy that you'd feel comfortable saying, hey, you're a fourth outfielder in Harrison Bader.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all true. And it just leads, again, back to the other issue. All of this sounds nice for these organizations when they want to inject youth during the season. But all it takes is veterans forcing that issue, and then you're delaying development.
What do you mean?
I think this happens with the Yankees all the time. I'm curious how the Mets will handle it. If you have guys in veteran positions performing in a spot where, like you mentioned, Benj, you'd think he could, you know, provide you major league at-bats in July, but you have somebody really cooking in center, are you just delaying the development then at that point?
Well, I mean, look, that's a good problem to have.
It is.
The bad problem is, look at last year. Okay, let's look at the Mets of last year, because I remember saying this going into the season. I looked at center field the same way and said, oh, it'll be open for a young player. They had Jose Siri and Tyrone Taylor as their center fielders. And I looked at, not Benj quite yet, but I looked at Jet Williams. I looked at Drew Gilbert, who eventually got traded. I looked at Luis Angel Acuna. And I said, oh, one of them will take the center field job.
And they never did.
Well, they never trusted Acuna to play center field. Drew Gilbert never got here and ended up getting traded in a deal for Tyler Rogers. Mm-hmm. And who was the other guy I just mentioned? Oh, yeah, Jet Williams didn't get here. No, there was a third guy.
No, that was it.
Oh, yeah, Jet Williams.
You got it.
So you want to leave it available, but you also can't rely on it because a lot can happen.
Well, the other part of relying on it is then you end up like an Anthony Volpe situation where you fully trusted somebody out the gate and they were terrible.
Yeah, there's a balance between giving a kid an opportunity and not letting them die out there.
And arm up, I wasn't trying to do a Yankee-Met comparison. I was just bringing up. You know what I mean?
Well, did I say anything?
No, but I was prepared. You always bring something back to the Yankees.
I never said that about you.
I can see it in your eyes.
I say it about the Giants.
I barely talk about the Giants.
Barely. Look, I can identify my issues, too. Everything comes back to the Giants with you, and everything at some point will come back to the Brooklyn or New Jersey Nets with me.
Mm.
I admit that. Just like everything eventually comes back to the Rangers with Boomer.
Yeah.
I know how it is. And with BT, everything comes back to Don Mattingly. And with Sal, everything comes back to the 90s Knicks.
Wow,
have I nailed everybody?
McMonagle Yankees.
McMonagle.
Well, not just Yankees, but a way to defend Brian Cashman Aaron Boone.
I think
the
even
pinstripes don't mean squat.
I think any team comes back to the Yankees.
I think with Big Mac, I don't have anything with Giannotti. Because, the Vikings, but, he's kind of over the Vikings.
Nah, at this point, anything just ties back to a golf conversation.
Okay, fair enough. How about Cintron?
The Commanders. Let me tell you something about JD here.
Washington Commanders. Hold mine.
Keith McPherson, I'd say the Bleachers.
Yeah.
The Bleacher
that's
Creatures.
That's a good call.
Tommy Lugauer.
Sidney Sweeney.
Every time. See, we all have it. And for some of us, it's obvious. I admit it because I do it sometimes. The Nets. Who the hell cares? Oh, this reminds me of Game 5 against the Detroit Pistons in 2005.
Did the Nets get relegated to the WNBA?
And with you, it's definitely the Giants.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
So that's where we are. With Carton, it's food.
Okay.
It always goes back to food.
That makes sense. So everybody's got something.
I'm not done yet. Francesca's the horses.
Oh,
yep. I owned a horse.
Yep.
The horse was good. The horse was a pretty horse.
Merry Christmas. Be safe and happy and have a good time. Bye.
And I think with dog, it was tennis. Elizabeth, the Persepolis of the US Open. Have I gotten everybody?
No, you forgot. You sat next to the guy for 20 years,
it's
Joe.
The Jets.
Of course.
Jets. Yeah. Just like the freaking Jets.
Of course.
This hemorrhoid reminds me of the bubble.
Absolute stiff.
That is an amazing exercise. Everybody's got some.
Have we just nailed everybody?
Not everybody. We didn't do Al and Jerry. Al, it's usually about his commute or parking or how the minutia of the world is affecting his life.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could pin it to one thing.
That's not one thing, though.
No, I think Al's thing is just taking a sports combo and taking it away from sports.
Call screening. He always brings it back to that, fighting with the callers when he screens it. Jerry, I think, would be golf, too.
What
about? Or the Cowboys?
I don't think he's got one.
Oh, life sucks. That's Jerry's.
I think we're stretching with Jerry. I don't think he has one.
Jerry might be the exception.
He's the exception. We all have obvious answers. And with Jerry, it's I'm not sure. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are we doing?
What's up?
First, I want to congratulate Sean for that Dayball story in the beginning. I thought he handled it great. And he is the new Shefty. Breaking the story.
He really is. He's the first on this breaking news story that Brian Daboll was about to be fired 2 weeks ago. That's being reported by Sean Morash.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm
not
story.
Shefty.
It's
I'm
great
hefty.
Story. Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's a great story, and I've been kind of critical of him when I've called you guys, but I, and Evan, I agree with you 100%. I think if this is, obviously it is true, I mean, he's got to go. I mean, you're not doing anybody any favors, and you're probably hurting the team, and if you get guard hurt, you know, with his infatuation with him in games that don't mean anything, it's going to put the club back a year or two, and it's just not worth it. He's got to go. If that's the case, he should be gone without a doubt.
Yeah, when you make a decision on somebody or a decision on the future of your organization, you're usually better off just ripping the Band-Aid off.
Right. That's it. Decision's been made. How much can make you change your mind? If you think that's the end, make it the end.
I mean, honestly, we can go fictitious and say, boy, well, what if the Giants win and run the table? No, I agree with you. I mean, they got 8 games left. They're running the table? That sounds ridiculous. That's like saying, watch, I want to prove myself. That's like saying, what if the Brooklyn Nets make the playoffs? It's unrealistic.
Yes.
It's like saying, what if Sidney Sweeney decided to leave her new boyfriend for Tommy Lugauer?
By the way, might be the most likely of the three.
It probably is. Yes. I should put that poll out there. What is the most likely of the three scenarios? The Giants run the table, the Nets make the playoffs, or Sidney Sweeney admits she's in love with Tommy Lugauer?
Oh, Sidney. Me, for sure.
If I put that poll out, what do you think would win?
Honestly,
the Giants,
the Nets.
All right,
Chris in the play-in.
That's true. Next break, I'm putting that poll out there. Please vote at Evan Roberts, WFAN. Joe is in Westport, Connecticut. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Long time listener, big fan.
Appreciate
Listen,
it.
I've been waiting 15 years to tell this story. I purchased at an auction, Make-A-Wish Foundation, that David Cone ran. He took me and my kids to the stadium for an entire day. They were amazing. John Filippelli, David Cone, the whole team. They were amazing. Spent a whole day. My son was a big baseball fan. It was amazing. The only negative part of that whole day was when we were trying to get pictures taken, John Filippelli and David Cohn both begged Alex Rodriguez to come over and take a picture with us. He rolled his eyes, came over, gave 2 seconds for the shot, tried to introduce him to my son, and he just put up his hand and walked away.
Aww.
So that's why I'm watching the show tonight.
He's hate watching it.
I have a job to do.
My defense of A-Rod, or really defense of anybody involved in a story like this, is you never know what happened that day.
Of course.
I always like to say that. So when I was a kid, I asked Mel Rojas for an autograph. Do you know Mel Rojas?
Of course.
He was a crappy reliever for the New York Mets. Yeah. And he told all of us, all the kids, to go F ourselves, right? And I was upset. I was like, man, can you believe this guy? I told everybody to go bleep themselves. And I thought about it years later. I was like, what if he had a bad day?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
What if his wife had left him? You know what I mean? Let's go to that extreme. What if he just went up to the hotel room and caught, like, his significant other with another man? How could I truly be mad at Mel Rojas for cursing me out when he has bigger issues? So what I would tell our last caller, and I would tell myself, and I did. That's why I'm very healthy when it comes to this.
You're right.
I don't hold it personal because you just really don't know what happened that day.
Dude, I had one bad incident as when I was much younger, autograph scrum with David Wright, of all people. And here's the thing. You talk to anybody. David Wright's, I have well given up on it because he clearly was having a bad moment.
Oh, what did David Wright do to you?
You know, me and another, you know, David, the autograph. And he something bad must have just happened. But you're not seeing this from here. It was a quick, I don't have time for this. And he stormed down to the dugout. And that was the only time I had an experience with him. And then by all accounts, years later, you look back and I go, that was clearly something else going on, a bigger issue. But that was my only at the time experience with him. He's like the nicest guy in the world. So that could happen to anybody.
No, you're right. By the way, the poll is out. What is the likeliest thing to happen? Giants win final 8. Nets make playoffs. Sydney Sweeney dates Loogie. That's how I phrased it. Because you don't have a lot of characters to express it. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going to say something vulgar. Obviously, that would be inappropriate. And I think your wife, if she follows me on Twitter.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Twitter will understand that this is a bit, okay?
No, you're
not actually dating Sidney Sweeney, though he probably would have given the opportunity.
Of course.
And so that's how I phrased it, and I will let you know what the final results are.
The votes are coming in hot, because I voted, obviously, for myself.
Did you?
So that I would be dating Sidney Sweeney.
Connor, what did you vote? Giants win final eight, Nets make the playoffs, or Sidney Sweeney dates Tommy Lugauer?
I think it's got to be Nets, right? It's the only realistic thing at the moment, right?
No.
They're the hottest of the three right now.
They've won one in a row.
Yeah. That's a poor choice of words for considering Sidney Sweeney, but I meant the terms of play.
Hey, very nice. But Sean Morash told me during the last break, and I don't know what this is. I'm very excited to hear this. That he takes issue with one of our fellow WFAN coworkers.
And it sort of ties into Cinco de Pano in many ways. You know, we're doing this countdown all week. And to me, I think anything to make our Cinco de Panos, you have to have all the information. It really just shows you your true fandom, your heartstrings. Today, I'm listening to Henrik Lundqvist on BT and Sal. We love Henrik Lundqvist.
Great spot, yes.
Great spot. Legendary Ranger. And I consider myself as big a Ranger fan as anybody here, as does Boomer, as does Chris Lopresti. I thought maybe Sal, who was already under fire for wearing Islander jerseys at times. And then I heard something that Sal said today, and I'm done with him considering himself a Ranger fan.
Done with him as a Ranger fan?
Can the audio speak for itself?
All right, let's take a listen.
Here we go.
The first one for me would be 2011-2012, where they lost in the conference finals to the Devils. And I thought for sure they were the better team. That was the Rangers' year. They lost in the conference finals to the Devils, so that was one bad one. And then
how many games, dude? Was that a quick series? I don't remember.
I forget, I forget exactly. Okay. I mean, it's going back a long time.
I got
now.
It.
Excuse me?
Come on.
Your setup can't be, I thought they were the better team, this whole thing. Game sevens live forever. It's part of why we were just into the World Series. You don't remember that that series ended in six in overtime?
In overtime.
They couldn't force a game seven because Adam Henrique scored over them. How could you utter into the microphone that was painful for you, and then not have any recollection of where the series was at?
It's tough to argue.
But he's Mr. Ranger?
I want to defend him.
Kiss
there.
My ass.
Sal, I love you. You know who knows if that series ends in six or seven? Bill Pito. Bill Pito knows.
Oh, God, you'd have to do that.
Bill Pito knows.
You'd have to do that.
Just saying.
You could have just criticized them and moved on.
People shut up!
Friends. Just saying.
You didn't have to say that about Bill Pito.
What do you mean? He knows. What's wrong with that? That should offend Sal?
It's a bad miss.
It's a bad miss. You got to know that series didn't go seven games. I don't know. It was so long I don't go to
Matthew Schaefer is the new king of New York sports.
Wow, where did that come from, Sean?
Well done, Connor.
Yeah, that's a memorable one because I think with that, you not only think of overtime, you think of Adam Henrique, you think of just everything about that. That's a bad miss by Sal. So you're saying he's no longer a Ranger fan in your eyes?
You can't. First of all, even the way BT phrased it, BT left the door open to even say it was a short series. He didn't even close the door on that. Like, was that four-game series, Sal? Can you give me something? It's a famous six-game series between two teams in this town. You gotta know the games, man.
Wow. All right, that's a bad one. Tommy, do you think that's a bad one by Sal? Does he lose his Ranger fandom because of not knowing that?
I think the fact that Sal was already, let's be honest, on probation for wearing an Islander jersey and then under further review to not know that, you got to take the Ranger card away from him.
I'm the biggest Ranger fan on this station.
Well, clearly not. You're not.
I have always had this contention. I find it impossible to be a diehard hockey and basketball fan. And I say that because of bandwidth. Like, I freely admit, it's why when I made my Cinco de Pano, I'm pained by the Islanders game seven loss in 2021, and I remember everything about that. But to just be honest, like, hockey doesn't resonate in my stomach the way basketball does. So even though that game bothered me and it pained me, like, hockey's behind basketball.
That doesn't make you a fraud, though. It makes you honest.
No, well, it makes me honest. And I've always said that about everybody. I'm like, and like with Boomer, we'll use him as an example. And I think he'd be honest. Like, he's a Knicks fan, but he's a Ranger fan.
Yeah.
It's clear. BT is clearly a Knicks fan. Right? Gio is clearly a Knicks fan. They watch hockey, they consume hockey, but no one would pretend that that gives them the same pain or joy. There are some, like there's a friend I have, he's a good buddy of mine, who claims, no, Islanders and Knicks, it's the same level. And I'm like, how is that possible? Like, I don't buy that. And I know you're probably disagreeing with me because you're one of those who claims,
no, basketball, hockey,
it's the same.
It's nuanced. Because I think if you really do care about a hockey and basketball team at the same time, unfortunately, maybe this makes you not a diehard of both. Whatever team is more relevant is the team you're going to live with the most passion with in the moment. Like, the Jason Kidd era Nets, for me, the Rangers stunk.
So you were consuming every second
of everything. Absolutely. That was taking priority. You know, when Durant came to the Nets, that suddenly now I got fortunate. That was the Rangers were good at the same time, but it was popping with priority. Right now? No. The Nets are not taking a priority with Ranger hockey.
I gotcha.
I think it's possible, but maybe that makes you more technically a fraud of both because then you're not fully there when the times are tough. Like, you're there, but you're not.
I don't like to call anybody a fraud
it's
for that.
It's
because
the wrong word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, because look, when a team is unwatchable in any sport, like, I can't begrudge you for not consuming every second.
Yeah.
Just because I make that decision doesn't make me better than you or better than anybody.
No, like, you're still following the team.
Right.
Just through a different lens.
If anything, it makes me a bigger idiot.
Right.
By the way, speaking of crappy teams we watch, I do want to give everybody our poll results before we get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. And the poll was very simple. It was, hey, what has a better chance? Here it is. What is the likeliest thing to happen? The Giants win their final eight games, the Brooklyn Nets make the playoffs, or Sidney Sweeney dates Tommy Lugauer? Congratulations, Tommy Lugauer in a landslide.
Wow, in a landslide?
Well, by 14 points. 46% say Sidney Sweeney dating Lugie. 32% say the Brooklyn Nets make the playoffs, and 22% say the Giants win the final eight.
So Lugie.
It's Sidney and Lugie number one, the Nets number two, and the hapless Giants number three. Tommy, congratulations.
Thank you. I can't think of a sadder state of affair for the Giants franchise. You got Hefty in there breaking news, Sean Marash, about Brian Dable. Seriously.
Adam Hefty.
And then I and the Nets making the playoffs and me dating Sidney Sweeney beat our football team winning eight in a row.
Yeah, that's the state.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
This is the state of New York sports.
But I'm going to take the win. If you're in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, I'm taking the win here. This is a win for me and a win for America.
Will you bring these results home to your wife?
Yes, absolutely. Right after she cooks me dinner.
so much there. Now let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. The number. Bill on Long Island. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Okay, 2 points. One, ego versus salary. All right, what makes an offensive defensive coordinator jump to a head coach position when he's not qualified to do it? Is it the ego or is it salary? All right. The second one is my indictment of Brian Dable. I think him, Shane, and Bone all go. And four indictments I have against him. One, is he really a quarterback guru or an offensive guru? Who else besides Josh Allen has he done? And maybe Josh Allen just happened to mature at the same time. Two, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Where are they now? He couldn't make them better. And decision-making. And what about Jackson Dart? He should make him slide because that kid, I guarantee that kid's going to get hurt before the end of the year.
I think he's trying, though, in defense of that. And I think even his college coach tried to get him to slide. The biggest indictment of Brian Dable is the record. You want to go through, did he develop this guy? Did he develop that guy? Did he get the most out of this guy? Did he get most out of that guy? He is in his fourth year, and he's currently on a streak in which, as head coach, his team has lost 21 of their last 25 games, 26 games. Isn't that enough? Isn't that the biggest indictment more than anything else?
How could it not be? No coach survives this.
Let's go to Mark in Southern California. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, before I start, I need to say this all in full content. First, I'd like to say to Mr. Hefty that, that was great news. But the question I have for him is, do you think that Maris told Shane and told him don't make any decisions on trying to do any trades?
No idea.
And then the other thing I have for both of you is, do you know that there are two players out there for the Nets and nobody wants them, and that's Ja Morant and Zion Williamson.
Do I know? I've only tweeted 2 days in a row, go get me Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Ja Morant is 26 years old. He's an incredible talent, and he's got issues. I'd be the first to tell you. But sometimes the best opportunity in sports is when a guy's value is at his lowest, when a talent is at his lowest. So I'm going to give you two examples where franchises changed because they took advantage of a player who, for different reasons, value took a major hit. Number one, Keith Hernandez. We all love Keith Hernandez. I know we don't like to talk about this anymore. The drug trials of the 80s. Okay, that's a big reason why the St. Louis Cardinals decided to trade Keith Hernandez, and the Mets took advantage of it. Number two, same organization you're talking about, the Nets traded for Jason Kidd. And we all know what he was accused of doing, and it ain't good. Ja Morant right now is disagreeing with his coach. That's really the biggest issue, not listening to his coach. We know about the gun stuff from the past, but he's a 26-year-old box office star. Would I trade for him? Yes. And I'm about to get into a fight on Twitter tonight with all the Net fans who are like, you can't trade for him. That's not a proper rebuild. What's a proper rebuild? Watching five first-round picks not play? Is that the rebuild you want?
You can watch him.
You can get this player for next to nothing, still have all the picks in the world, and still continue your rebuild.
I'm with you.
That's a no-brainer to me.
And you can watch him at the Nassau Coliseum. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominee Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Before we get to your calls, here's the veteran quarterback that could become available that no one thinks could become available. And I got this idea from someone I know. What are you smiling about? You think I got it from you? I didn't get it from you.
I'm just going to write it down.
Okay, write it down. I got it from someone on this radio station.
Baker Mayfield.
Did you?
Yeah. A friend, a coworker, I call him a friend, said, hey, how about this guy? And at first I'm like, nah, I don't see it. Then I thought about it and I was like, okay, kind of like I do with Loogie. Loogie has a stupid idea. I'm like, let me give it some thought. I'm like, oh, actually, I could take your stupid idea and make it brilliant. Like Cody Bellinger, right?
No? So you're saying that I'm stupid.
No. The stupid idea off the top.
No. But you're making it seem like the idea is great, but it's coming from a stupid person. Me, you being the smart person, you make the stupid idea or the great idea from the stupid person brilliant. Make sense?
Yeah, that didn't come out right. Let me try that again.
Yeah. Another backhanded compliment of me. You said my Twitter is the drizzling you-know-whats before.
It usually is.
And now you're saying I'm an idiot. I'm a buffoon.
No, biggie.
No, I think sometimes there's an idea when you first hear it, you're like, I don't agree with that. And then when you give it more thought, you're like, oh, I like that one. So this came from Al Cintron, and it's Jared Goff.
Oh, now? Ooh, I thought you were
Yeah, Jared Goff, because think about it. Lions, huge expectations. Goff in his 30s. They fail this year. Does Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions say, you know what? We're so confident in what we're running here. We hit the reset button. We get a draft pick collection that has us find our next young great quarterback who we don't have to pay. And if you're the New York Jets, you get to build around Jared Goff, who has now been to at least one Super Bowl with the Rams. Obviously not yet with Detroit, but has had success. He is 31 years old, so prime of his career.
So right off the bat, I like it for the Jets. I think that's impossible for the Lions to
do. You don't
think
the Lions have a couple of failures in the postseason? They decide, you know what, screw it?
Look, I think the Lions could look to reshape certain things. I think for a franchise like Detroit, and the Jet fans should understand this more than anybody, right? You're beaten down for so long. When you finally build positive momentum, even the playoff losses as they mount, I don't think you hit reset at the quarterback position until you've already drafted a quarterback. Like, that's why I brought up the Jalen Hurts thing, because they have this Tanner McKee they love.
Gotcha.
The Lions had just dumped Hendon Hooker. They got no answer behind Goff.
Well, it would be the picks that you get back to draft that kid. That's the advantage I always told you the Jets have with all the picks they have.
Okay. So, but then that can't really happen until draft day. You're not going to do that in March, free agency settled. Like, they'd have to love somebody and go,
correct,
we know we can get.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, yeah, well, absolutely. Oh,
but you're also saying then I got to know the Jets have the first overall pick to make that trade.
I think obviously it depends on where they're picking, where their other picks are.
Because you can only guarantee yourself the quarterback for the Lions if the Jets have the first overall pick.
Absolutely. No, I get that.
And you're doing that?
No. Okay. I didn't say I was doing it. I was throwing out an idea.
Okay.
You know, when I throw out ideas, can we just stop assuming I'm endorsing it? We're having a conversation at Sports Talk Radio.
All right.
I'm saying, hey, this is an interesting one. What do you think? Maybe you'll like it. Maybe people listening will say, hey, that's a smart idea. I want to steal it the next time I'm at a bar.
You know what?
My opinion on it is no, I would not do that for Jared Goff. The only guy that jumps out at me where I'd be willing to give up the cavalcade of picks for is Joe Burrow. Dak Prescott doesn't do it for me. Even Jalen Hurts doesn't do it for me. In this case, Jared Goff doesn't do it for me. Baker Mayfield is, yeah. Is that Brian Cashman?
Yes.
That's right.
He was using football analogies in his last press conference.
That's right. That's right.
Can I tell you where I thought you were going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Brock Purdy.
I wouldn't do it for him either.
Okay. I'm with you. But Mac Jones is playing well under Kyle Shanahan. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's just something else to keep an eye on.
I think that's an interesting one. We'll see how.
Guys, you know what time it is?
Trent Grisham's decision time.
That's right. We're 14 minutes away from 5 o'clock, and we have breaking news from Jeff Passan.
Okay. Can I guess?
Yeah, of course.
So, just to reset for anyone who's like, what does this mean? Today by 5 o'clock, teams have to make a decision on the qualifying offer. The qualifying offer means the Yankees offer it to Trent Grisham. He could accept it, come back 1 year, $22 million. If he says no, the Yankees, if Grisham leaves in free agency, gets a draft pick back. So, it was a big decision. No one kind of knew which way Brian Cashman was going to go on this. I'm going to predict, and I swear to God, I have no information in front of me. You could look at my tablet and text. I'm going to say they said no. That they declined the QO on Trent Grisham. Quickly, Sean, do you know the answer?
I don't know the
Go,
answer.
Go, give a guess.
They gave it to him.
Tommy Lugauer?
Yep. According to Jeff Passan, 13 players were tendered qualifying offers on Thursday, including Trent Grisham.
Wow, they gave it to him.
I hope he does not accept this.
I like it. I think they should. I laid it out earlier. If you missed it, at about 3:30, you could rewind on the Odyssey app, and that is if he accepts it, I got him back on a one-year deal. It's a lot of money, but you know what? He's 29 years old. It's another prove-it kind of contract. And if I lose him, I get a free draft pick. I think it is a win-win if you're the Yankees. So I commend Brian Cashman. I think he just made a good decision.
If you're doing this, I hope this still means you're signing Bellinger or Tucker if he accepts. Then to me, whether we agree or not, they have to, in my opinion, move either Dominguez or Jones and get some kind of haul for it. I just
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't know. I think you just keep killing the growth as long as Grisham's on the team for both those guys, in my opinion.
I got you. I'm
bothered by it.
I was bothered by it. Ooh, we got a little botheredness out of it. Usually these qualifying offer decisions are very run-of-the-mill. This is one of those rare ones that I thought was 50-50.
Yeah, because if he accepts it, Grisham accepting it almost tells you the Yankees made a mistake. Because then,
No.
Because then he's telling you, I didn't think I was getting a multi-year deal anyway.
But that's because he's going to have a pick attached to him. Like, I'm telling you right now, for the Met fans, for the Rico, I'm out on Grisham completely now. I don't care what it is. I'm not giving up a first-round pick for this guy.
Yeah, but that's
Are you kidding me? No.
But is he worth stunting the growth of guys so that you know you're not going
to
get the pick?
He doesn't have to stunt the growth just because he's making $22 million.
He doesn't have to, but he will the way the Yankees run things. That's the problem, Evan.
Trent Grisham's timeline on making a decision, and you could correct me if I'm wrong on this, is November 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
So eight days.
It's about a week or so that Grisham gets to decide if he's going to accept the qualifying offer or he's going to decline it. Most people do, and they go to free agency. Grisham's one of those guys that if I was giving him advice, I would say take it.
I hate this Yankee offseason already.
Andre's in Connecticut. Hey, Andre.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
So it's either 2013 or 2014. I'm down in South Carolina, Charleston, with my girlfriend at the time. And we're sitting at the hotel bar. It's late. And all of a sudden, the tallest woman, blonde woman, hot supermodel, starts to walk by me. And I was staring at her. And right behind her is A-Rod.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, what the hell is A-Rod doing here? But my girlfriend's getting mad at me staring at the blonde. But I'm like, oh, it's A-Rod. It's A-Rod. So I got off the hook for that. So I was like, they're going for the elevator. I'm like, get up. We're going to the elevator. So we run to the elevator. We get in with them. And I wanted to say something. She's like, don't say anything. I just turned to him. I was like, you should have been a Met. And he starts laughing. We get off the elevator. The next morning, we're down in the lobby, and I see all these Louisville Slugger boxes, bags, Yankee bag. I'm like, and I'm looking at my girlfriend. I'm like, there's a ball player in the hotel. And she's like, yeah, dummy, A-Rod. We met him last night in the elevator. I was like, oh, shoot, that happened? I thought that was a dream. I'm sitting in the lobby and waiting for him. I'm like, we got to wait. I got to see him. He comes downstairs. He takes his keys, throws them at this supermodel, and goes, you're driving. I'm like, are you kidding me? Then the bellhop who loaded all these bags into this Grand Cherokee, he comes over to him with a piece of paper and a pen and goes, hey, my son's a really big fan. He says no and rolls up the window. And at that moment, I was like, you know what? It's just a piece of paper. I'm like, sign it for the guy's kid. And I was just like, this guy's a jerk. And that was my impression of him.
The funny thing about your story is that the only person he was nice to was you.
Yeah.
Because when you said you should have been a Met, he gave you a hearty laugh. And for everybody else, including his supermodel friend, he's throwing keys at.
I do want to say this about every kid should get an autograph or anything. I have seen some of these people in action. I think there are a lot of people that ruin it for the regular people that want autographs. I just do. I think so many of these athletes get hounded by so many people who need to roll up and get 50 million autographs that it puts athletes on high alert and they get tired of it, even if they shouldn't. It's a tough spot to be in.
He said it was the bellhop.
The bellhop could turn around and be selling that for $6,000.
All right. Look at you, defense lawyer for Alex Rodriguez.
He's a world champion in this town, and he should be treated as such.
He is. Last time the Yankees won a World Series, it was Alex.
Only one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.